Toiv Salbavus, Wednesday night. Shara Bitochon, Perek Revi'i. And we're up to page Kuf Nun Aleph. He's talking about Bitochon when it comes to mitzvahs. He split up a person's Bechirin doing mitzvahs into three parts. The first two parts, it's foolish to have Bitochon, he says. That's when you make a decision, when you make a bechira. You can't rely on Hashem. Hashem says it's up to you. You have this corner of the universe is yours. You decide what you're going to do. And then the implementation, which is also part of the bechira, which is also a tremendous chiddush, that he looks at implementation not just as a practical, logistical value, but that's part of Bechira. In other words, I think there's an insight there. If you don't plan your implementation of your decision, it means the decision is not really... You're kidding yourself. Your decision is not really solid. If you don't make a plan how you're going to do your decision, it means it's a half-hearted decision. You're not really taking it seriously. Say, yeah, I'll get up, I'll do this, I'll do that. You don't have a plan. I'll finish Shas, I'll control my temper, I'll become a Baal Chesed, I'll learn more, I'll start Daf Yomi. You don't have any type of plan. When, what, who, how, what's going to change? At what point in your life are you going to change? So what you see in the Chayv HaLovas is that it's part of Bechira. I think it's a tremendous insight. Not just the lack of planning that you'll be fired because you are lacking in management skills. It's a bechira because I would call it it's half-hearted. Without that, it's half-hearted. Without that, it's not real. The third thing is actually carrying it out. Not planning the implementation, but doing the implementation. So it says that you have to rely on Hashem. You have to rely on Hashem. It's up to Hashem if it's going to happen or not. And therefore, you should daven. You can daven. You rely on Hashem. And if it happens, then you get schar for that also. You have been the vehicle for the mitzvah to happen. And you rely on Hashem. You go through all the bechira steps when it comes to that also. But that's the third thing. And if it doesn't happen, so... Okay, you get schar for the bechira and for the planning of the implementation. And Hashem didn't want it to happen. So, for whatever his reason is. But to rely on Hashem in the area of bechira, he says it's foolish and wrong and totally, like, off base. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of page Kuf Nun Aleph. V'yemniskenu hasibus, if everything works out, v'nis afshara, hafolos hamaisu b'mishmas Hashem, it came into being, asher kodmo b'chiru seinu also, what we chose to do, yielonu shefa hagbul al b'chiru seinu, as a mishmas, for the decision, v'al yod v'las also, v'al hafolos hasiyosu b'yvor machitzeinim. It means we have found favor in Hashem's eyes, and he brought about the final result, which is totally up to him, as much as your parnos is up to him, as much as life is up to him, and health, and everything that happens to a person that we've been learning about in Shara Bitochon. So the final stage of a mitzvah too is, as much as the first two stages are not, the third one is. The yemnitzar min ha'ivorim hafolos ma'aseihem, and if it didn't happen, Yeshlonu Gamul HaBechira VaKavona Kvisher Skarnu Liel. And for whatever reason, Hashem didn't want it to happen. The Kacha Onesh Al HaMeri. The flip side is also true. We explained last time that even though this seems to be in contradiction to the rule of Machshava Ro, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar Fu LaMaisa, that rule is only, but the Gemara itself says that once a person is Shona Bechet, once he he has done this Avera or other Averas, so then we don't apply that rule. The reason, in other words, so the Gemara Adarabba becomes the biggest riot to the Chayvus Halvavus. The reason we don't apply the rule, the reason for the rule is because we don't take seriously. A Yid, the Gemara really is mechalik between a Yid and a Jew and a non-Jew. So by a Jew, we say his heart's in the right place. So maybe he thought to do something, but like he didn't take it seriously, so to speak. What?
Let's say Ani, everyone gives him a staka. We look at the Ani, and Ani also gets tired for all these mitzvahs being done through him.
I never heard of that idea. Why should he get schar? He didn't make any choices.
Because all these mitzvahs are being done.
Yeah, but that's not a result of his choice. That's not in his... When I do a mitzvah and it happens and I find the ani, or it turns out that he's indeed an ani, not an usher that's faking. So that means Hashem took my choice and my plan and he let it come to its conclusion. But the ani is not involved in the Bechira aspect at all. So I don't see... I'm not sure. What do you mean,
Ba'oni?
He didn't mean to do a mitzvah.
He didn't mean to do a mitzvah. He picked up someone who was a guy and bring him from one place to another because that was a Jew.
So, Pashtus, he does not get a mitzvah. There is, you could ask on the Chayus Halvavos from the Mandiyomar and the Gemara, mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana. I've heard it asked on the Chayus Halvavos. If mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana, so all you did was the bottom line. Like you didn't do anything, you didn't make any choices. Now, before I answer the question, it's not a question on the Chayus Halvavos. That's a good question. There's no Bechira. No Bechira. So the answer is that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavon is not concerned with Bechira. It's concerned with whether or not you yotze. Whether you yotze in a mitzvah. It's talking about whether you fulfill your obligation. You have to go to work every morning. You have to check in. You have to put on tefillin every day. You have to blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So mitzvah Saint Zichus Kavona, all it says about it is that you yotze the mitzvah. How much schar you get, I don't know. It's not talking about schar. It says, you fulfilled your obligation. Now, maybe you don't get any schar for fulfilling the obligation since it wasn't a product of your bechira. Maybe not. It's not addressing the issue of schar. It's not addressing, maybe it does nothing for you. It's taka one big fat zero. The only thing that can be said is what that man the Omer holds, that it's too late, you can't go do the mitzvah again, you did it already, you mekayim the mitzvah. Maybe there's some schar, just like in the Chayvus Halvavos there's a schar for the third stage of your bechira, even though it's totally not in your hand, it's in the hands of Hashem. But we say that if Hashem let your plans and your decisions become implemented and happen, so there's a schar there too. You become a vehicle for good things happening. So maybe, in a much lesser degree, I'm sure, if you did a mitzvah without kavana and you hold mitzvahs and jesus kavana, so you get that schar of being a vehicle for good things happening, even though you didn't choose to do it. But you became an implement in the hands of Hashem, just like this fella here who made the choice. It's not muchrach the svara, because it could be only here where you made a choice and Hashem let the choice go to its logical conclusion. So then it's like you get schar ki'ilu you did it, because it's a result of your choice. Just like if a person makes a choice that lasts the rest of his life. Person makes a choice, whatever the choice may be, whatever his bechira is, he makes a choice to. But he makes a choice to give Meiser from his stucco. It could be that most of his life he does it without thinking already. Check comes in, he takes 10%, he puts it in a different account. He's not constantly making choices. But he certainly gets schar because he made that one big choice that's lasting the rest of his life. Why should you have to consciously make a choice? Always, whenever you do something, you can make one big choice at the beginning of your life, the beginning of your career, and then you put yourself into a certain mode, or a person makes a decision to live in a certain neighborhood. Oh, very good example. And now, he doesn't have certain nisyonos of tznius, whatever living in a bad neighborhood does. He doesn't have the influence of bad neighbors. So he's not making that choice anymore, but he certainly gets schar because he made that choice then. And now he's eating the payroll, so to speak, of that choice. So it's very possible that the Chodesh Halavos is saying that the reason you get schar for stage three, even though we don't look at stage three as it had anything to do with you, that's Hashem generated, just like the rest of life, but could be the schar there is that Hashem looks at it, that it's your bechira, that flower that came, he allowed it to come to fruition, but that's what he allowed to happen. He allowed your bechira to have a certain bottom line. Hashanken of mitzvah say tzrichas kavana, there was no bechira at all, there was zilch. So do you get schar because Hashem used you as an instrument for good deeds to happen in the world? And it's obviously a good deed because you yotzei the mitzvah, right? If it wouldn't be a good deed because it would be totally meaningless, then the Man Yomer wouldn't exist. That mitzvah zayin tzrichas kavana. According to that Man Yomer, al korchach, it's a good deed without your making the bechira. Okay, so we'll leave that as an open question. Do you get schar or not? Or just yotzei the mitzvah, the way the lashon is. Yotzei yedei ha-mitzvah. He was yotzei, he gets a... ain't going to Gehenna. He did the mitzvah. No, he's not going to Gehenna. When he comes upstairs and they say, what do you mean, this guy didn't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah? So he'll be able to say, oh, yes, I did. I took a horn and I blew it. So I did. You can't say I didn't blow shofar. Could be that's all it means. Could be he doesn't get much schar. Could be he does. I don't know. Okay. So we have two pshatim really now. We worked out it. And as a result of this talk, we have two pshatim in the Chayvus HaLovus why he gets schar for level three. Either he's deserving, he gets schar as in as much that he was a vehicle for good things happening, or Hashem, so to speak, we see his bechira as resulting in this, so his bechira bore fruit. So Hashem let it bear the fruit, but it bore the fruit. Hashem let it, so he gets the schar. Ain't a dome a tree that bears fruit to a tree that doesn't bear fruit. Okay, and then the Ra, so Adarabba, you see from the Gemara that the Chayvus HaLovus is 100% correct. When you're dealing with a otherwise fine fellow, so we say, until it mamish happened, we give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, he didn't mean to do it, he didn't want to do it. Once he becomes Shana Bechet, then we say Hashem had his reasons why it didn't happen. But this fellow was full speed ahead. He was holding there. He was going to do it. So Chazal Gadol says explicitly he gets punished. People ask on the Chazal Gadol, but that's the Teretz. Adarabba, the Gemara says Shana Bechet, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, yes, Mitzaref, Machshav, Ra, Lamaisa.
It's the same rule applied, like you said.
What? Yeah, you can't come crying.
Like every day.
You can't come crying ones to the Rabbonu Shel Olam, even if you are an ones. It's true the other way too. You come crying to Hashem after 120 years. You say, "I was an ones. What was I supposed to do? Fight with all my neighbors?" So Hashem says, "Yeah, but you made the decision to live there. So everything goes on that account." So all the ramifications are chalked up to that. Now, yeah, okay. We'll stop here, we'll learn some kitzel.